heavily guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital today. They were there to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read Free Palestine, demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim majority nation, does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran today, burning an American flag to demonstrate their support for Palestinians as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continued to trade attacks. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Israel launched more airstrikes on Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding another seven people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched on for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. Israel warned them ahead of time of its impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. The Biden administration today detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement today, the White House detailed the cyber element of Joe Biden's already proposed American jobs plan. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros